There are growing concerns about the rising rate of COVID-19 infections among Victorian healthcare workers, with calls for better guidelines surrounding personal protective equipment. More than 1,700 healthcare workers have been infected since the pandemic began, and right now there are almost 1,000 active cases. Annie Guest reports.
Emergency nurse Holly Jaggard is committed to working through the pandemic, although she's terrified.
It's really scary. It's when I know I have to go to work, I have preemptive stress.
The 39-year-old has been a nurse for a decade, half of that in emergency at a public hospital in Melbourne, where she's worried about the shifting policies on surgical masks and the more protective P2 or N95 masks.
Initially taking a swab, we had to wear an enclosed mask rather than a straight surgical mask. To now, we don't need to wear that unless this person has pneumonia.
Occupational hygienist Dr. Kate Cole from the Australian Institute of Health and Safety says that's not good enough.
A surgical mask is not designed to protect the wearer. It's not offering you any protection from a respiratory airborne virus. So it's simply not enough to protect her from getting COVID. It is just so substandard.
The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Nick Coatsworth, says the Victorian Department of Health and the Infection Control Expert Group, advising the country's chief health officers, have updated their guidelines.
Specifically, in instances where COVID-19 patients are hospitalised or in residential aged care, where the environment is uncontrolled. So COVID-19 wards where people can deteriorate or they might be on what we call high-flow oxygen that can aerosolise COVID-19, people should be wearing N95 P2 masks.
But Dr. Kate Cole from the Australian Institute of Health and Safety says there needs to be a stronger national standard.
We're calling on the government to provide N95 P2 masks for all healthcare workers performing activities or dealing with patients suspected or confirmed to have COVID-19.
And the chief executive of the College of Nursing, Kylie Ward, also says the guidelines leave large parts of the workforce unprotected.
That really should have been happening anyway, so I'm glad that it's the guidelines now. I think it was a little slow, but appreciate it's in. But there is that grey zone of people who aren't yet diagnosed and the risk of spreading that. And I think discretion should be allowed for professionals to choose.
That's Kylie Ward from the College of Nursing, ending Annie Guest's report.